State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, Governor Jameel Ahmad on Sunday warned that inflation could increase again in the coming months, despite a temporary easing in March. Speaking at the launch of Pakistan Literacy Week in Karachi, Ahmad said that inflation had dropped to a historic low of 0.7% in March 2025, but warned of a reversal starting next month. Despite the recent decline, inflation is expected to rise again, Ahmad said, citing earlier monetary tightening and import restrictions that helped stabilize the economy. Ahmad noted that Pakistan faced severe challenges in 2022, with inflation accelerating rapidly, foreign reserves falling to 2 weeks' worth of imports, and the rupee depreciating by up to 50%. He said the SBP had responded with aggressive policy measures, including raising interest rates and imposing restrictions on imports. These steps, he added, helped reduce the gap between the interbank and open market exchange rates. The SBP chief also said that Pakistan's current account, which was in deficit last year, had returned to surplus and was being maintained through disciplined policy interventions. He confirmed that the country's external payment obligations for FY25 stood at $26 billion, of which $16 billion would be rolled over or refinanced. Of the remaining $10 billion, $8 billion had already been paid. Regarding growth, Ahmad projected GDP to expand between 2.5% and 3.5% by the end of FY25. However, he added that if the agricultural sector performed strongly, growth could reach 4.2%. Ahmad's comments come as Pakistan attempts to maintain macroeconomic stability after a prolonged fiscal crisis and prepares for broader structural reforms in coordination with the International Monetary Fund. Moreover, remittances rose to $3.12 billion in February, up 40% year-on-year, and increased by 3.8% month-on-month. Total inflows for the first 9 months of FY25, July to March, stood at $28.07 billion, a 33% increase from the same period last year. According to brokerage AKD Securities, the March inflows were primarily from Saudi Arabia, $987 million, the UAE, $842 million, the UK, $684 million, and the US, $419 million.